She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
Gothy and Chima.
That was our genius entrance. Which
took a while to make.
Disturbingly long time for us to think that up. The whole bus journey, basically home.
Which, you know, buses are the only way of going around Portsmouth, which is where we live, I might like to add.
Yes, Portsmouth. Big up to the Portsmouth posse.
Prima Masitis Cosham and Posh Drayton.
Drayton's not that posh, and neither am I. I'd like to point that out.
She is. She has a very large house. Large. We need to get closer to the microphone.
We're to be honest, when it comes to technology, we're a bit shit. Well, I'm really shit.
I'm quite good, to be honest. I have an iPod. It just says it all.
Yeah, I don't even have an iPod, and it took me a good half hour to work out how to download various things and open them up.
Mainly, which we turned to Wikipedia for.
Yeah, I like books. We had to go on Wikipedia to work out how to download things.
Okay, shut up. Right.
Shut up. You fucking suck. I hate you. You're a wank stain.
Oh, people are blind if they thanks to you. Fucking.
It's true.
Dyke, which I might have to like start talking about. Kate is a dyke.
No, I don't like that word. Please don't call me a dyke. Please.
Lesbian.
I'm a lesbian. I'm gay lady.
And I'm straight. And we're both single.
If 17. Anyone's interested.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, then you
know. We're hot.
PO62PG, baby.
It's where it's at, mofos.
We're both single, yeah, so that's quite shitty.
Yeah, we're not going to have sex with each other, because we tried that and
well,
didn't work out.
Not online, anyway.
No, you'll never know. And we didn't really try it. That would just,
Right, what do we share? We both smoke quite a lot.
And that is because we're cool, and it makes us look cooler and more popular.
Yeah, and we look cool and popular, because we've got fags and everything. We both drink, probably in excess, I would have to admit.
I suck at drinking, but I still do it.
What's our favourite drink? Cider, probably.
Oh, we love cider, and we've got some cider.
And we're drinking cider right now. Oh, we will drink to the microphone.
We will, yes.
See?
That's how cool we are.
Yeah.
Because we're 17 and we're British, so obviously binge drinking is
the thing that's set cool.
Yeah,
well, especially in Portsmouth.
Mm. Oh, Portsmouth. My favourite things about Portsmouth is it has the highest teen pregnancy rate in Europe.
Oh, and chlamydia.
Highest chlamydia rate in the UK.
Which I think is a personal, you know, really makes me feel good about myself.
It does, me too. And it also has the highest number of rapes in the UK.
Which, you know, I privilege myself in knowing.
I think we can all be proud of, because, you know, rape is something that just is so hilarious.
And socially constructed.
And really, we probably shouldn't be talking about it, because, you know, it's a bit bad.
Okay, we'll change topic.
Change the topic, right. quickly.
Kate is beautiful.
It's
She's
true.
Quite short.
Quite short.
It's only because their legs are out of proportion.
You just like made fun of like you've like joked about rape and now you're joking about like people with like birth defects. You can see why I'm friends with Alex, because you know he is a barrel of laughs.
Fuck off. Yeah, she's quite short. She has quite short legs. She has nice breasts. She has dreadlocks, which are actually brain tendrils.
They are not brain tendrils.
And she has one for like each subject in her life, which is quite
It's not true.
So like, if you cut one off, she'd lose all knowledge.
I do
I'm
not
always
have
talking
brain
about
tendrils.
Knowledge. Kate is like amazing clever and got into Cambridge.
Oh, it's not because I'm clever. It's because I talk with
it's
a nice
voice.
It's
because she shagged the interviewer.
It's true. I did. One of my interviewers was quite clearly gay. She was a gay lady.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Alex is less interesting, mainly because he's straight. But other than that, he's very interesting. But his sexuality personally bores me, and he does like to tell me about it and about how he's such a slag. But being nice, which I probably should be because he was nice about me, because he fancies me. He's very tall, and yeah,
that's
the best thing I can
I'm
think.
I'm gonna be really nice. He's tall. How about he's a nice person? He always gives me fags.
He always gives me fags, but I give him rollies and
which
cider,
really?
And he has ginger hair, which I find quite interesting. But he covers it up with dye, which I find personally...
A range of dyes,
yes.
But I do not dye my eyebrows.
Because that would be a bit too gay, much like High School Musical, which we're watching at the moment and is horrendously gay, without any gay characters. It's quite good indeed.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you could think of. Yeah.
Yeah, we hang around quite a lot with each other. We go to Haven College, by the way, where we're taking our A-levels.
Big up to Haven College.
Kate can't speak, and she frequently makes fun of all the stupid mistakes I make, which are quite a lot. But I'd like to blame that on my dyslexia, which Kate cannot. Therefore, she's just an idiot.
Although, my favourite was today when you said gay people are abbreviations of nature.
Yes, I'd like to add that didn't actually happen.
What he meant was aberrations, because actually he's really homophobic and he hates gays. And every time I go out with him, he's like, fucking queers. And he's like, knife, like, all these gay people.
It's because,
like,
they're not natural and I just make me sick.
To be honest, I don't really know why I'm friends with him.
Yeah,
he does hate gay people.
To also add that. I don't think I'm actually friends with Kate. It's just, you know, got nothing better to do.
Yeah, we've got nothing better to do. No one else likes us.
Actually, let's face it, I'm quite popular.
Yeah, Alex is horrendously popular, and that's the second time I've used horrendously.
I have a lot of friends, and Kate gets really pissed off because I can't really walk anywhere without knowing someone. And every day she's just
mad.
And yeah, well, it's not my fault. I don't actually reckon the people like me, though.
To be honest, if you're friends with Alex, you can go anywhere. I mean, we could go to fucking Glasgow, and he'd see someone he knew, and he would know their MySpace name. Because his world is MySpace.
And drinking.
And drinking. And me.
And the real world, just to let it
the
be
real
known.
World. Whereas I'd like to revel in the real world and books.
Yeah, I was about to say, the real world of books that Kate reads excessively, and she works in a bookshop. Worked in a bookshop.
I haven't quit yet.
Pardon me? Oh, I also work... just to prove I'm a man.
That was Alex, I'd like to point out, not me, because that's disgusting and I would never do that in public, at least. I only belch when I'm alone. Oh, shit. I've just chucked cider all down my bed, so I'm going
to... Yes, take your top off. She's taking her top off.
I'm not taking my top off. I'm going to wake up to the taste of cider and I'll lick my pillow to give me a nice wake-up drink. I'm not really going to do that, I swear.
I'm not sure what to say. Oh, I work in Cart Price.
Oh, yeah, this is quite interesting on a scale of one to boring.
Which classifies Kate in general. What are Kate's favourite bands?
No, let's talk about Cart Price more. Cause,
I get
know,
to
run
the intercom
Cart
system,
Price.
And Kate always comes in because she's quite sad.
Maybe we should explain the concept of Cart Price in the vain sort of hope that there's someone listening that doesn't actually know us directly.
Cart Price is a store which is cheap, and I work in a mega pound shop, which means, despite people not bothering to look, everything is a pound. But people still ask, how much is this? A pound. How much do you fucking think it is in a pound shop?
To be honest, for the residents of Cosham, this is quite a difficult concept to grasp, because perhaps we should talk a little bit about Cosham.
Oh, Cosham, right. It's small and it's shit. There's a Blockbuster. Oh, let's watch things
there's
are
a Blockbuster.
There. Right, there's a cinema.
There's
which
a Tesco's.
Is,
all right. Come on.
Can we start like at the train station and then go
on? Oh, okay. I like that plan.
Shut up.
We've got McDonald's.
Further. Right, we've got McDonald's. That's the Ed, okay? McDonald's.
There is a McDonald's in Cosham.
Right, and it's Chav Central. I'm not kidding. Oh, Chavs. Oh, we'll come on to that later. Right.
People know what Chavs are.
Yeah, but we'll talk about like how many Chavs are.
Oh,
right,
in Cosham.
So McDonald's, yeah, that's the Chav hangout. Right, and then we've got like little shops. Chinese, which is the best. Chinese curry sauce.
I don't know.
We're going to my addiction later to curry sauce. Then there's a train station, which is shit, and there's rats.
Oh, and there's normally someone stabbed there every week.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's quite a good point. And then we come to the high street where we've got the cinema, which has changed ownership
ten times in about
2 years.
My favourite thing about Cosham Cinema is the fact that the ceiling is falling in and there's about half the seats are roped off with police tape because either people have been stabbed in them or they're not safe for human use.
And once we got told to take our feet off, which we just thought, oh, that's because, you know, they don't want to be dirty. But we did it anyway and the seats collapsed. So that's a warning to you, kids.
Is that your best story from Cosham Cinema? I have a better one.
I got sucked off in Cosham Cinema.
That's disgusting.
I'm joking.
You're not, though. That's like the lowest of the low. My story is much better than yours, sucking off one. I made all my friends, that was like all 9 people that I know, go to see this film called Open Water. And if you're like bored on a day and you fancy renting it, don't. Cause
it's shit.
Basically, we spent about £45 between us going to see this film called Open Water, and I said it would be really good, and we went, and there's like a minute in the middle where it's just the screen goes black, and the sharks are about a foot long because they couldn't afford real ones, and my friends nearly made me pay
them back.
I don't
know about you, but that sounds exciting.
It wasn't.
I might have to buy it off Amazon.
And we got so bored, we were talking, and this woman came in, and she got so leery to us that I was tempted to say, I'm never coming back. But I didn't. I've been back since.
Right.
That was really boring.
The rest of Cosham. Wow, Kate, that was really exciting compared to me.
Yeah, I'm really excited generally.
Oh, yeah, she is.
We're quite close now.
Oh, we are.
It's making me feel sick.
Right, rest of Cosham, we've got a fashion zone, which is in use.
Oh, fashion zone.
Two,
that's where I buy
two
my clothes.
Cut prices. All right, two. Get into that.
Two. Cut prices, like, the cheapest, shittest shop ever.
Six Banks, because... People understand that caution. People generally take out lots of loans, which they can't afford. So then they can just kick the people out of their homes and give more people them. And they that's why they've got lots of homeless people.
They have to pay their child maintenance because they all have kids.
13,
at like
13. With six kids, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Quite exciting.
Although we have about 5 babies, don't we, Alex?
Yeah, but they're unborn yet. Yeah, we've got a Tesco's, like Miss Boring introduced. A bingo hall.
Come on, big
a
up
new
Tesco's.
Look for men and women. A post office, because people understand how many people... Oh, fuck. What the fuck has just happened?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, it's
okay.
It's
still going. Right, don't worry.
So there's just a bit of us going, oh, fuck, what's fucking happened? Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck,
oh, yeah, that's another fucking thing. We like to fucking swear a lot. We have quite a lot of words for the word cunt, like slunt, which is slag cunt, twunt, which is twat cunt, dunt, which is dickhead cunt.
We don't shy away from the word cunt.
No, not really.
We embrace it.
And I think people that... Because it's just a new thing. Can you remember, like, 2-3 years ago where fuck was the thing? Yeah, in 2-3 years, cunt is just going to be like fuck. And there'll be a new word, like shizzle. And everyone will be like, oh my God, shizzle, how can you say that? Yeah, so we're just getting used to it now.
What's your favourite swear word?
Cunt.
Is it really?
Or fuck. Because fuck, you just use it like, fuck
this. I say fuck,
fuck
like
that.
Every other word,
fuck
but it's
yeah.
not my favourite.
You could just use it in so many like ways.
Fuck.
Like,
you fucking
Kate. Know. Fuck you, Kate. Or fucking Kate Borland.
No!
Or, oh, fuck you, Kate. Or I'll fuck you over, Kate. Or, fuck, look, there's a tree in Cosham.
Stop saying fuck. For fuck's sake, stop fucking saying fuck.
Exactly.
You fucker.
Oh, what's a good... Beef and Vendetta, but we won't get to that.
Oh, yeah, never mind. We'll talk about that one
rest
day.
Of,
if we ever
oh, we've got a Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Several thousand pubs due to the amount of chavs that need to drink.
At least 30 charity shops because no one in Cosham can afford clothes from shops. They have to buy other people's skanky...
I
like,
personally own 15 of those charity shops.
Yeah, I own the other 15.
Well, I make a tidy profit of 20p a year.
From clothes that old ladies have died in.
Which I think is hot.
My friend, Kat, had a dress and it had blood on it.
Look, to be honest, this face is not about your friend.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm only allowed to talk to you. I don't actually know anyone else. Alex is my only friend.
yeah. Cosham has a large chap population, like we was mentioned
oh, yeah,
before.
Yeah, we should talk
so
about
basically,
that.
If
it's
you're not wearing a cap or something, you know, Nike shoes, you're gonna get a sandwich thrown at you, which we've
oh,
experienced.
Oh, that was I hope that was mayonnaise in it.
No, I think it's cum. I think the guy just whipped his cock out.
Cummed in his sandwich and then chucked at us.
Well, he didn't chuck at us. He chucked at us at Goff, who was our friend.
Oh, do you know the best? Oh, I can't believe we've got this far talking about Cosham. We haven't mentioned Tad.
We're not onto what we do yet.
Oh, okay.
We're just
sorry.
On about shops, though.
Sorry.
Is there any we've got a Woolies. Woolworths.
Describing in great detail.
Oh, Ellie's Wine Store, which, since the age
God.
Of 13, I've been buying alcohol from there. But recently, they've had to ID due to being caught by the police, which will change in about a month.
Yeah, Ellie's is, like, the dodgiest shop ever. And now when you go in there, on the rare occasion that you do have ID, which my friend Philippa does, big shout out to her, because she'll listen to this, because she doesn't have a job. She's a bum, and she loves me. It's true. She'll admit it one day. We went in there with Philippa's ID and bought like 8 packs of like Strongbow and got completely wrecked outside McDonald's because we're secretly chavs. And the guy like held a passport up to the CCTV thing and I was like, what the fuck is he doing? He's like fucking mental because, well, he is. And then I was like, what are you doing? You know, come on, what are you doing? And
how much
like,
is the most you've ever spent in Ellie's?
In Ellie's?
Yeah.
I don't know, I went in there with Alan once and bought like shit, that was probably about 30 quid's worth.
Yeah, I've spent £52.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I bought loads of vodka and I got like Jack Daniels and stuff.
Do
and
you know what that means?
Oh, Lambrini, which is the Cosham drink. It's cheap wine if you don't know what it is, and if
it's
you don't, you need
wine,
to
find
it.
It's cat urine.
It's wine, all right, and it's nice.
It's one of those drinks you can only drink when you're drunk. By drunk, I mean completely like falling on the floor,
paralytic.
Pissed.
Right, yeah. There's quite a lot of places, to be honest, to go and drink
in
Cosham.
They are all quite boring,
but
the
if
park.
Yeah, if what you do is there are quite a lot of weirdos in Cosham. We're going to talk about one. His name is Tat.
Oh, Tat.
And he had yellow nails, he stunk, and he was just a complete
and
retard.
And he talked to us and we were so scared.
And, like, what he wanted is we had snaps, peach snaps, and he was just like, oh, I don't like peaches.
Can I try that?
And then he tried it, and then he drank it and, like, spat out and was like, oh, I don't like peaches, and we were just like, fuck off. So we ran away, just, like, with
we
the
like,
pretense
we had to
of
meet
and so on.
Now.
And then, like, he had finally gone.
But actually, when we left, we went and ate some garlic bread from the man in the kebab shop.
Oh, the kebab shop! Cosham kebab shop is the most like popular place ever. Oh, we've got about 6 chippies.
Do you think
as
we
well.
Should mention what we did around the back of the cinema?
I don't know.
We didn't have sex, but we got really drunk and we needed a wee, so we went round the back of the cinema where the fire exit is, and we weed because we're cool.
There's about 6 chippies in Cosham as well. Fast food's quite big.
There's not. There's Ian and there's like the one run by the
train
cast
station,
of Bad Girls.
The top one. Oh yeah, yeah. The cast of Bad Girls own the.
a chip maze. Shopping costume.
And like you go in there like, you watch what, love? Yeah, here's a pound, yeah. All right, cheers. Salt and vinegar?
Yeah,
better than going, you know, and to the Chinese chip shop because I don't understand them. Because they're like, open them up. Open them up.
Okay, you've been like homophobic. You've laughed at rape and now you're making fun of Chinese people?
No.
Oh my god, Chinese people.
Yeah, okay, look, I've got an obsession with Chinese people. Oh, I actually fancy them. We'll talk about my trip to London another time, okay?
We will, but like, we both have a thing about Chinese women. Well, not like old women, Chinese girls.
Not young girls.
Not young girls. Like, okay, Chinese, like 17 to 20 year old Chinese females. Basically, 26. Oh my god, if you're a Chinese girl and you're between the ages of, say, should we say 16 to 26?
Yeah.
Look us up, because so basically
we're rag you rotten.
Oh my god, we love you. I'm not even joking.
Just because of the concept of you.
Just by virtue of being Chinese, because oh my fucking god, Chinese people are so fucking cool.
Yeah, and like whatever they do with their hair, they look good.
Oh my god, and they know how to accessorize. I saw this Chinese girl on the bus the other day, and she had the coolest bracelet, and I was like, damn, if I had that on, I'd just look gay. Gayer.
Huh. Oh, I've got a driver's license, by the way, so I can drive.
Why
Kate
is that
can't.
Interesting? Oh, because I mentioned buses.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have to use shitty traffic. I
don't drive for a reason.
Yeah, Kate's like an eco-rory.
I don't drive because I'm
she believes in global
student.
Warming, which is obviously a socially created concept.
Oh, please don't let's get started on this. I have a passion for the environment, and I know that's lame.
I have a passion for passion.
Alex has a passion for petrol, and he likes to drive his car.
And passion.
Yeah, and passion, whatever that is.
Yeah, Kate would know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, just that your inactive life.
My inactive sex life, is that what you're getting at?
Possibly.
I've been out with people.
It's true.
And we won't talk about that, because they'll listen.
Yeah, that's also a good point.
And they're friends with us.
But, like, if my ex is listening, those 14 months were living hell, so fuck off and die.
And my ex, who will be listening, because I'll make her, because she's my friend. Yeah.
Oh, I make lots of noises.
Yeah, but not noises like Shelly. Shout, Shelly. Bitch, if you're listening this far, 17 minutes and 10 seconds.
Cutenoises.com.
Yeah, you're in for a treat.
Welcome to Gofty and Chimo's Blogspot.
We probably should have done that at the start, not halfway through.
Well, no. I'm just doing it now, because it's an interesting concept for the next one.
Yeah. Interesting, probably not the best way to sum this up. We probably should have written down a list of what we were going to talk about in great detail, because A, I like lists, and B, we would have had something to talk about instead of talking shit.
I think people would appreciate random shit than your listed crap.
There's nothing wrong with a good list.
Agree with me, people. Put your hands up and clap. I know we won't be able to hear you, but come on, do a bit of gospel.
Just do it anyway. If you're in the street, if you're lorrying your car.
Yeah, with your iPod, or you've got your radio on, and you thought, how's
shout
this?
Out to Lorry.
Why the fuck that is on the radio, I'm not sure. Maybe it will get
that
big.
Yeah, we will be on the radio, because we're going to...
take over Portsmouth radio station.
We're
going
to go on Wikipedia and find a website to make our own radio station. Because we had to use Wikipedia to work out how to make a podcast.
We're not doing that.
Because I'm that retarded when it comes to computers.
My belt says lucky.
My belt says gratis, but it's upside down.
Because she's generally quite upside down.
I'm upside down. I
socially,
actually walk around on my hands.
Physically. Her arms are on her legs and her nose is where her shoulder is.
It's freaky. My parents were very upset when I was born. Months of counselling.
No, they were just upset because she was born.
Yeah. And because I'm an abbreviation of nature.
Oh, and Kate's also a cunt, if you're interested.
I'm a cunt. That's true.
And she likes cunt. You sit here, that moan.
That wasn't a moan, that was a
Agree with me. Clap your hands again. It's a blatant moan.
Clap your hands, say yeah.
Yeah, Kate
that's a
does.
Band. Clap your hands, say yeah, that's a band.
Sounds shit.
Shut up, they're quite good.
Sounds like Scene Band.
Oh yeah, I'm Scene. Should have mentioned that earlier. Oh, yeah, would have lost all of our five listeners. And
five.
Two of those of us.
Yeah,
are
we've lost our five like 18 minutes ago.
Yeah, we're at 19 minutes.
If you're still
nine.
Listening, I applaud you. You're fucking good.
If you're still listening, then
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And
put this on your iPod now.
Yeah, you obviously
and
like
if you
our...
don't, I know where you live, cunt.
That's not true, you don't. If you are listening, then you obviously think our English accents are really rather sexy.
Because we're actually American.
Yeah, we're just putting these.
My god,
on.
This film is like so totally red and like.
I used to have an American.
Do you know
accent.
Tony Blair? Do you know Tony Blair? This is what some American girl said to me. Do you know Tony Blair? Because Britain is like such a small country. Yeah, because yeah,
really.
Did
an American girl really message you saying, "Do you know
yeah,
Tony Blair?"
Yeah, I'll show
Blair?
You later. Okay. But yeah, because you know Britain's so small, I must know Tony Blair. God, what am I thinking? There's only like, what, 14 million people that live here?
We're really good friends, apart from the fact that he's a Catholic. Oh my God, I just lost our last listener.
Sorry Catholic person. Bye. Bye. We'll end it on 20 minutes, I reckon. Okay,
do you reckon? No, we've just gone over that.
Well, we'll end it soon, so we're going to...
We'll end it soon, because this has been incredibly boring. So
I haven't found it boring at all.
Well, I like talking to you, obviously, and basically what we've just talked to each other and recorded it.
Yeah, which
so
is good.
We'll put this up as our first podcast
and
on our website.
But later on, we'll find topics to talk about, film reviews, music, and we'll do things
current
like
affairs.
That. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Ta-da!
Could you really not find anything better to do with your time? Mm. Really?
Other than you? No. Stop the podcast.